So, guys, just a quick note before this episode. One of the podcasts that we have recommended is The Teacher's Pet by the Australian newspaper. Now, because this is an ongoing court case, the DPP has sent a letter to the Australian asking them to remove all of the episodes of Teacher's Pet from your podcast app. So, unfortunately, as much as we're going to talk about it, you can't listen to it yet, but do keep an eye on the news because it's still going to be in there. And as soon as they're able to put it back up, the editor of The Australian has said that those episodes will be back for you to be able to listen to.
Castology.
Hello and welcome to Castology, the podcast where we tell you where to go to find podcasts. Yeah. Zane's laughing at me. You need to know where to go to get them, don't you?
The internet
or your phone app. I don't know words. My name is Elizabeth Best and I am one of your hosts, and one of my other hosts is
Zane C. Weber.
They're my hosts now apparently, and my other host is
Patrick Shearer.
And today we are going to be doing what we always do at the start of every episode, and that is review the episode. I am failing at this hard today.
Review
the podcast that we recommended last week, and then after that we will get into our recommendations for this week.
Correct.
And then go off and listen to them.
That's right. So we do.
Yeah.
And encourage you to go off and do the same.
Yes. How are you guys this week? Good? Yes?
Yeah. All right.
I just had to step away because of a burp, which is usually me this time. But I'm good. It's been a good week.
I'm so proud of you.
I had a job trial today.
How'd you go? Went all right.
We'll see what happens. Yeah.
Nice. I think we should get into the podcasty stuff now, shan't we?
Let's do it.
Well, last week we brought to you, I recommended Imagined Life. Zane recommended NRI Woman podcast.
Correct.
And we had Revisionist History from Patrick, who's winking at me obnoxiously. So I think we should go with Revisionist History first then,
sure.
Shall we?
First cab off the rank.
I have listened to this podcast before.
Okay, sure.
I didn't know that I'd listened to this podcast before until I started listening to it, because I had listened to it over a year ago.
Well, that was handy, seeing it was a last minute addition to our lineup that we had like 40 minutes to listen.
Yeah, we had a bit of a kerfuffle.
Patrick recommended, in true hipster style, a podcast that no longer exists.
And so we went trying to find it. And to be fair, I tracked down the one podcast app that actually had a full listing of episodes. However, none of them would play.
Mm.
And I found the one episode that still exists on the internet on SoundCloud. But we thought that
recommending one episode of a dead podcast is probably not ideal.
It's very hipster though.
But they keep promising new content, so we can just keep that.
So who knows? I would really love to see some of those old episodes back up, because I think you guys would. Really.
By the way, the
them.
Podcast that we're talking to is talking about is
this was on the block radio, yes, with Andy Gurevich. Yes, but I mean, I guess you can go on SoundCloud and find
the one. Well,
you can actually
exists.
Just go on the website on the block radio, and that episode will be up there with a SoundCloud link.
Yeah, but only one of them had an
only
active
the one,
SoundCloud
yeah.
link. We tried. Yeah. Hard to find this. But instead, we went with Revisionist History, which we were given nearly an hour before we were recording.
Mm-hmm.
So what did you think, being that you've already listened to it before, what are your thoughts?
I really like the content of Revisionist History.
Yeah.
However.
There's always a however with you.
There's not always a however.
There is always a however.
This is a very common however for me. I really struggle with his voice.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So this is one that I can't binge, but I really do like the podcast. So I listened to a number of I listened to Analysis Parapraxis,
mm-hmm,
at Elvis. So basically the one song that the king couldn't sing. And then I went back and listened to one of my favorite episodes, which was the Satire Paradox about – when satire stops being satire and it's just comedy.
Right.
So it's not, it doesn't have any teeth or point. Mm. It's just there for the laughs. So like satire, if it works well enough, it stops being satire.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's an interesting concept.
So a lot, like we were saying before, Revisionist History is made by
Malcolm Gladwell.
Malcolm Gladwell. And he's a very, he has a great talent of picking these very interesting little things and then putting them in context, which is what I do. Like, I love the content of this podcast, but yeah, as soon as I listen, I'm like, oh, I remember.
It's him.
I remember now. And there are a couple podcasts, some that I still listen to every week, that the host, I just have to get past the host voice and into the podcast. And that is my failing. This is not Malcolm Gladwell's fault. This is just a Zane thing. But yeah, I really like Revisionist History, so I have resubscribed.
See, I find that if a host voice irks me initially and I like the content enough, eventually it just becomes that weird little quirky voice.
Yeah.
Like, that's how I feel about Terrence McKenna now. I'm sure that might have been one of the things that jumped out to you when I recommended Psychedelic Salon, is the weird nasally elongated way that he speaks. Well, but now I love it.
That's why I did Case File. When I first started, I was like, well, I can't really deal with this voice on a podcast for too long. But I love it now. It's funny as.
It was, see, for me, it's always like, oh, that's an interesting voice. And then about 10, 20 episodes in, it's like, oh, struggling now.
So I
love Duncan's voice now as well, now that I think about it. His well, he describes it as his raspy lesbian voice, but it's grown on me so much.
I loved this podcast. I loved the crap out of it. We had an hour to listen, so I listened. I got stuck in traffic, so I got two episodes in, one while I was getting ready and one while I was in the car waiting to come here. Again, it's quite rare that I'll listen to a podcast and just go, shit, yeah, I want to subscribe to this. And I instantly wanted that. Don't you wink at me, Mr. I don't subscribe to anything. He's doing finger guns at us now.
I'm sorry.
I subscribe to
everything, Patrick. It's not a...
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Zane subscribes to everything. I'm a little more discerning and you're just like, nope. You got walls up.
I'm Simon Cowell.
Yeah, it's a no from me. No, I loved it. I listened to two episodes. One of them was on why country music songs are sadder than other songs that are written to be sad. And it was talking about how the specificity and narrative structure of country music songs is what makes them somehow sadder than even the saddest non-country music song. And I dug that because I'm sitting there in the car listening to these songs and they're playing snippets from them and explaining them and I'm like, oh, I'm gonna cry now. So effective. And the other one that I listened to was about, oh God, I've forgotten his name. What's his name? The
Elvis.
No, not Elvis. Sammy Davis Jr. I was like, Rat Pack, who am I thinking of? And you guys can't read my mind. It was about Sammy Davis Jr. giving a big old hug to Richard Nixon and how that destroyed him and his career and the whole undertones of the fact that he was popular because he wasn't a black man. And they had this clip from this horrific roast that I'd never heard of him. Like they were talking about how he'd tried so hard to fit in and then they did this comedy roast of him, which meant that you made it, and every single joke was so racist. Mm-hmm. They were talking about...
What's the word I'm trying to think of? Anti-Semitic?
Yeah, like both. He copped both of them because, of course, he converted to Judaism.
He had a glass eye and he's Jewish and
but
black.
But it was the most obvious humor. Like they were talking about the Ku Klux Klan celebrating him and talking about people waiting for him, greeting him at the airport, his fans with a noose. And I was like, this isn't funny. This is horrible. And it was just this... horrible, you know, he tried so hard to fit in, and the roast, which should have made you go, you're one of us, was the thing that made him feel.
Yeah.
So he, you know, tried to fit in with
Sammy
white
Davis
culture.
Jr. is one of my favorite historical figures just because he's such an interesting person and led such an interesting life.
I knew a little about him. I even though this was quite a short, easy to digest episode, I know so much more about his journey from just listening to this episode, and I was horrified at the way that he was treated for, like, and they made a point about how, you know, there was a study done where, you know, you'd put women in the workplace back in the day, but they were miserable because you only had like one woman out of eight, and when you try and fit into the boys club you alienate the women. And it was the same thing with Sammy Davis Jr. is that trying to fit in with the whites, with the rich white people, totally alienated him from his own culture. But he was never a white person either, so it's just this horrible,
because of course he's spoken in an entirely
limbo.
Different way. because he was part of the Rat Pack. He spoke like the Rat Pack. He sang like the Rat Pack, not like any other of the African-American songs at the time.
Absolutely. Yeah. So, yeah, I found it fascinating, detailed in the short amount of time that they had. And I found the host a really engaging storyteller. I thought it was, I loved it.
Such a curious mind.
Yeah. And I love that it's taking things that we know about and giving us the detail we never knew we needed.
Mm.
So, yep, 100% subscribe to this one. I loved it.
This is very interesting kind of editorial / journalistic sort of podcast.
Yeah.
It is very curated, but like by someone who knows what their intent is,
yes,
which is really good. So like I think Malcolm Gladwell definitely deserves all the accolades that he's had so far.
Just not on his voice.
He can have whatever voice he likes.
I'm making fun of you, Zane.
I hate my voice. Like I listen to so many podcasts. Yeah, but you will learn to appreciate
it. I used to hate my voice. I dig it now. I'm not up myself. I just like my voice.
You have a good voice. Thank you.
No, we all have good voices.
Oh, you guys, such good voices.
I like Malcolm Gladwell is very intelligent and he speaks very well.
Just not in the right tone. Anyway, let's move on.
Be perfect.
Let's go with Imagined Life.
Yes, let's go with Imagined Life.
What did you think?
Well, I. Like I said last episode, stumbled into this without knowing that I was stumbling into this because my girlfriend was listening to it and I was in the car. And I also didn't know what it was because I missed the first 10 minutes. So I was just like, why is this person telling me who I am?
See, I actually, Gina, Patrick's girlfriend, was asking me what she should listen to, and I gave her this particular podcast. So I'm quite happy that you stumbled upon it.
Cross contamination.
I know.
So, yeah, I was like halfway through this episode and I was like, what is this? I didn't know what it was. I had no context. And then she was explaining to me along the way like what it is that's happening and what's unfolding and what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to guess. And then it became this fun game. And then I was totally into the game.
Yes.
And then we listened to another one because I was totally into the game. And then...
Is it more fun when you're competing with someone to try and guess it first?
I didn't feel like we were competing. I felt
working
like we were cooperating. And that can be just as fun too.
Nope. I mean, yes. No. It's fine. Let's work together, everybody.
I really, really, really enjoyed it. It's difficult to talk about this because I almost...
No spoilers.
You can't spoil it. I know.
But from your experience, which ones did you listen to that you particularly enjoyed?
The Everyman.
Right.
And that was the one that I stumbled into.
Nice.
That one I particularly enjoyed because... It was one I was sort of familiar with. And then the other two ones that I've listened to, The Winner and The Trailblazer, I mean, obviously these people are very well known, but I wasn't as familiar with them as people, so it wasn't as engaging for me as The Everyman because I love The Everyman.
Mm-hmm. See, I guessed The Trailblazer about half of the way through and felt really damn proud of myself because there was a particular and this is what happens is they tell a particular story that you may have read about that wasn't a particularly large story or they mention a particular characteristic of this person that makes you go.
I feel like they have like an actual formal structure where they go at this point. We drop the first clue.
Yeah.
Because I feel in three of the four that I listened to, I got it with that first clue.
Mm.
On the third one, I got it. And then halfway through, I was like, oh, maybe I don't have it.
Yeah, I second guessed myself too.
I did that with The Trailblazer, I think. It wasn't quite at the halfway mark, but a little bit after then, I was like, oh, it must be. And then I was like, no.
I remember you being quite perplexed over The Winner, but there comes a point probably about 2/3 of the way through that if you know this person, you will get it.
Yeah.
Yes. There was a really interesting clue with The Winner, which we'll talk about off air.
Yes.
I do think that they set it up so that at that 2/3 of the way through, you...
Everyone who hasn't got it, they drop a clanger.
Because they want you to have that good feeling of like, I know this.
Yes. And then by the end, they're dropping every sentence. They're dropping another clue and another clue as the music rises in the end. And then they go, you are this person. And you go, yes, I knew it. Now I feel good about myself.
Of the four I listen to, I would highly recommend The Perfectionist.
Yes, I enjoyed that. I enjoyed The Perfectionist. The Rebel, I really liked. And The Performer is my favorite because I got to the end of that one and I felt so – the way that that story builds, it's such a beautifully satisfying ending that I was just like, oh. Plus, once you realize who it is and you realize the heartbreaking story that they had to go through to be who they were, you're just like, oh, honey. Loved it. I'm glad you guys liked that one. That was – it's my new obsession.
It is like this one. This one is very easy to binge because it is a game, so it doesn't feel like you have to.
It's a game. It's storytelling. You don't have to
set aside time. It's just kind of like, okay, this is what we're doing for the next forever.
And the second person thing is really good because you don't feel removed from the story. Mm. I really like the use of second person sparingly in situations such as these. Yes, I love it.
All right, one left.
NRI Woman. NRI podcast.
Woman. What did you think?
I really liked it. It felt to me like, you know, when your teacher at school would be like, hey guys, we're not going to sit at your desk today. We're going to wheel out the VHS and the TV and we're going to watch like a documentary. And you're like, oh, documentary. But then once you listen to it, you're like so involved in watching this. That's the feeling that I got. It's far more
engaging than anything you would have done on your desk.
Exactly. Like this is how I felt about it. I was strangely nostalgic about a topic that I'd never considered before because of the way that it was presented just made me go, oh, hang on a minute. I'm
so did you have a sort of specific topic that was being touched on?
Yeah, so I listened to one called Her STEM Story, which was the host whose name I don't remember because I'm a terrible human, talking to somebody who had managed to work her way into quite a prolific career in the STEM industry against all odds because women and Middle Eastern women and Indian – was she Indian?
I believe she was Indian.
Yeah. Yes. I don't want to sound like – I don't want to say things that are wrong. I feel really bad about that. But, you know, fighting against the odds to get a career in a predominantly male and white industry. And I found it quite inspiring. It made me go, wow, I wish I could do like science, maths, anything.
So her STEM story was Prasha S. Dutra.
Yeah, I found it really engaging and, yeah, I was pleasantly surprised. I liked it a lot.
See, that's the thing. It's not a particularly funny podcast. It's not a particularly like stern podcast. It's not there to be like educational. It is just kind of here to
– It felt like just a laying out. Yeah. Just sort of unagendered. The one I got was you'd have to remind me the episode title.
Girl's Faith.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this was – they were just interviewing a woman who had survived pretty traumatic sexual abuse from her father.
Oh.
But, I mean, I'm always very much inspired when I hear someone who's gone through something that horrific and has come out on the other side and almost used that as a means of strengthening themselves.
Yeah.
So I found that quite inspiring. It's just like you said, it didn't feel like it was stern or funny. It felt like you were sitting around having tea with these people.
Yeah, like we were being like involved invited in you the in conversation.
It reminded me quite a bit of the one you recommended not long ago, the challenging behaviors one.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. So it's like
it's a niche topic.
It's a niche topic and it I think it's going to be really important and valuable for the people who are particularly interested in this and it's going to be very helpful.
Yes.
For a lot of NRI women. I think this is like a wonderful thing. It's just a
– yeah.
It's very well done. It's
– and it's nice for people who aren't in that particular niche to kind of dive in and out and be educated.
Have a little bit of insight into what it's like.
Yeah, and you know, not necessarily be more tolerant but just be more – aware and inclusive and
honestly, because I don't know any of these stories, that's what I look forward to when it pops up on my feed is like, oh, okay, I'm gonna learn something that I haven't even thought about before. Like there was the one that I learned a lot from, but like still was the aromatherapy one, which was Malini Ori, I think. But still, like, it's aromatherapy isn't something that I personally buy into, but hearing her story of what it does and how she got into it and where it takes her, that is the interesting part. And like, I would never have chosen to listen to a podcast about aromatherapy if I wasn't subscribed to this particular podcast.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, that's one of the things I love about podcasts is you just get made aware of things that you didn't know that you wanted to be made aware of.
Yeah, exactly. And I think it's going to help in terms of, you know, we're obviously living in a much more globalized society than we ever have before. And so having these kinds of topics available but without the overlords that are the newspaper gods and bosses and, you know, I'm a journalist but I still know that there are agendas with every publication. So having the unproduced, is that what I'm looking for? I don't know what I'm looking for, but having basically the free rein to explore the topic in a way that suits them rather than that fits an agenda is going to be really helpful in us learning about the rest of our society.
People finding a voice who haven't had a voice before. Mm.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
I think this is the future of journalism. People are going to outsource their interest to people that they trust.
Mm. Yes.
And this podcast seems like one that you can trust. Yeah, the danger is obviously…
echo chambery.
Yeah,
stuff.
Yeah. But I mean…
This is an opinion. This is just talking and there's no agenda to it. So, yeah.
I mean, this podcast is literally just exposing you to the kinds of people that, especially living in like Queensland, Australia, the kinds of people that you very rarely expose to.
Yeah.
Like when are you going to sit down with an Indian expat and talk about her life?
Yeah, exactly.
That, yeah. I mean, and the same with challenging behaviors and whatever. Like, when are you going to talk to a disabled person about their disability? Because in polite society, you usually don't talk about that.
No.
So, yeah.
Yeah. Sadly, I think the people that would benefit the most from listening to podcasts like that will probably never listen to them because their minds are a bit too.
Well, we just need to get them to listen to our podcast.
This is the thing. We're going to. It's inception, you guys. We're going to make you think about it. Okay. So. That's the review section's done. Now we're going to slip on into recommending podcasts for you and each other to listen to. So let's start with Zane.
Okay.
What are you bringing to us this week?
We're all actors.
We are.
I have a penchant for musical theatre.
You do.
I do. So I'm going to give you a musical podcast.
Yes.
It is called Off Book, the Improvised Musical. Now, this is a podcast that came out last year, I think, early last year, and it hit big straight away. It's two improv comedians who basically get a guest or two in and create a musical every episode.
Like just off the cuff.
Just off the cuff.
Do they discuss what topic it is beforehand or do they just...
They have a little bit of an interview but not really too like
Is this like the Paul F. Tompkins style interview?
Paul F. Tompkins has been on it. It doesn't...
Right.
They don't have a monologue so much. They
The content of the improv comes from the interview.
Sometimes, yes. Right. Usually they can... Sometimes they just take... one inspiration word and then they're like steer well away right, from it by the end. Or sometimes they tell a story about going to camp and getting stung by a bee and the musical is about going to camp and getting stung by a bee. Mm-hmm.
So are these improv comedians, were they names before they went into this podcast?
Definitely they have done other stuff, not podcasts. Like they do like a lot of improv actors, like they're actual actors and they work. I'm just going to look up their names so for jealous. You.
Well, I'm jealous that they have something that makes some money where they get to
working actors.
I know. I mean, we're working. We just get paid an exposure sometimes.
Where am I? Off Book the Musical. Okay, so it is Zach Raino and Jessica McKenna.
Right.
Yeah, so they get comedians, they get TV stars, they get like they've had a lot of great guests on there and it's fun to see the people who really get into it and those who kind of have to be convinced to get into
and
it
coaxed, but yeah.
Everyone gets into it by the end.
How could you not?
Yeah.
Like even if you're anxious as hell, if everyone around you is having a good time, that shit's got to be infectious, right?
You would hope.
So have you recommended us particular episodes?
I have, but again, they're all...
Choose your own adventure.
Yeah. So for Liz, just because it's a funny name, The Sham Wow Wow Wow. And for Pat, it is Everything is Prozactly What I Need.
I like that title better.
Yeah.
Oh, good puns make
Have you guys
happy.
Ever seen that Prozac ad? I've been trying to look for it for a while now because I saw it once on YouTube. And it's just there's this angelic like orchestral music playing. And then there's all these people, there's no dialogue, there's no signage until the very end. And it's all these people just like walking out into the sun and like feeling the sunlight and dancing and singing. And then at the end, it's just like Prozac. And I wasn't sure, if it was real or not, but I think it's real. I want someone to do some.
It could be an SNL bit.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Prozac does not make you feel that happy. It just makes you feel less sad.
Yeah, but I don't think that's the worry of the advertising companies with the pharmaceutical companies.
Okay, so Off Book, the musical improvised podcast our first.
Don't worry about it if you're not into musical theatre. It is...
It's comedy.
First and foremost comedy. And they do raps, which is sometimes cringeworthy and sometimes funny.
Yes.
but yeah, it's really fun. So just go into it. Don't dread it.
Okay.
Because musical theatre has musical a lot of connotation. Theater.
People who don't, like a lot of the time when you get people to, like you just go, people who go, I don't like theatre, I don't like acting, you go, well, have you watched Whose Line Is It Anyway? And they're like, yeah, I love that show. Okay, well, that's the place where stuff like this is coming from.
Yeah, absolutely.
Cool. Let's go with Patrick next.
All right. I'm recommending to you all the Unregistered Podcast with Thaddeus Russell.
Thaddeus. That is a name Thaddeus and Russell. A half.
Yes. He's, I guess he's, what has he written? It's called A Renegade History of the United States, I think is the book that sort of launched his career. He's been moving in a lot of the same circles as the other podcasters that I listen to. I heard him on Rogan. I heard him on Duncan Trussell. And
all your podcasters are like, I know, mates, they're so sitting incestuous. There going, how can we make a podcast for Patrick?
And Chris Ryan, obviously. but yeah, I like Thaddeus because he is quite different to me, ideologically speaking. I think he's more of an anarchist. And so I love, because he gets people on who he disagrees with as well, and then they sort of flesh it out and talk about things.
So
and I just think,
what's the premise of this podcast?
This is, I think it's, he says something about like dangerous ideas, this sort of thing. He'll just get someone on who he either aligns with or doesn't align with, and they'll just sort of go head to head, not necessarily head to head, actually. It's a very civil discussion.
Yeah.
And it's friendly, like, you know, it's not a debate, but it is often people who aren't aligned politically, ideologically, whatever. But they're fleshing their things out.
Yeah, so the podcast is basically kind of like presenting people who have potentially divisive ideas and chatting through
but
it.
Doing it in a civil way.
Yeah,
which I think we could all do with a little bit more civility in the political sphere.
Says the mindful Patrick.
Mm-hmm.
Violent revolution is the only way.
No,
not.
Okay, and did you have specific episodes or just jump in on whatever?
I think just jump in, yeah.
Yeah, cool.
And there's no... no.
And what's the time length usually of this?
Hour-ish?
Yeah, nice-ish. Okay, cool.
Nice-ish.
Cool.
It's pretty loose.
Nice.
It's a loose feel.
Loose feel. Okay.
Loose fitting.
Okay, let's all listen to this loose podcast.
And what do you have for us, Liz?
I'm back to crime and potential murder. And I say potential, but God damn it, he did it. Okay, this week, guys, and this has gone round and round the crime community and did take over the world for a while, and I'm pretty sure that if you haven't listened to this, everyone's making fun of you for not having listened to this, but I'm going with Teacher's Pet this week. It's a podcast that was done by the Australian newspaper, and the host of the podcast is Hedley Thomas. He's done tours now about this particular podcast. So it looks at the... 70s, I think it was, 1970s murder of Lynn Dawson. And I say murder, she's never been found. However, her husband, Chris Dawson, who has been charged finally, because but at the time of making the podcast, he hadn't been, but it was all over the news, so not spoiling anything. But basically, Lynn disappeared one day, and the first thing Chris Dawson said was, she might be back in a couple of days. Yet he moved his 16-year-old lover into the house within those couple of days and then told everybody that Lynn had gone off to join a cult.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's a lot more evidence that the podcast gets into, but it is fascinating and baffling how this man has not been charged until now.
If you haven't listened to this one, it's going to be fun.
Yeah. And it's not just about the Dawson family either. It unveils this whole systemic abuse of children in schools at that time. It blew my mind how I hadn't heard much about this before, and it blew my mind how casual people were about just fucking their students. Like,
yep.
So it's the Australian are known for doing quite good podcasts. One of their previous ones was Bowerville, which was, again, a massive success. So, again, a lot of you who are into true crime, if you haven't listened to this, you're being shunned by the true crime community, because it was talked about for ages to the point where the case was re-looked at because of public pressure. Yeah,
this is definitely a cultural touchstone.
It is.
Yeah.
It's one of those things where you need to listen to it and be a part of the conversation, which happened a couple of months ago. But it's still happening because there's still
the trial will still be
huge. Yeah. He's out on bail at the moment, which a lot of people were pretty peeved about. But there's there's so much interesting evidence that you go, So anyone who likes true crime, anyone who wants to be part of a cultural touchstone and water cooler conversation, Teacher's Pet. It's the format is interviews. He does a lot of narrating himself. I will say he has a massive agenda, and that's one thing that occasionally I found myself at odds with, in the fact that I'm like, okay, you're editorializing a little bit too hard, but I didn't care because the story was so fascinating. Don't care.
Awesome.
Good.
Cool.
Good.
Yeah. So that's our – are we all done now?
That's our three.
I can't remember where we are. What day is it? so that's our three. We have got Unregistered with Thaddeus Russell. We've got Off Book.
The musical podcast.
The musical podcast. And we've got Teacher's Pet, the really fucked up child abuse potential podcast. Grooming, rather.
Yeah.
I guess it's all abuse really, isn't it?
Sure.
And murder and missing people and intrigue and scandal and
Oh my.
So we will come back next week and tell you what we thought of each other's recommendations. As always, if you have a podcast that you're particularly connected with, or if you have your own podcast that you'd like to get us to listen to, you can contact us on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter, or go to our webpage at thatsnotcanon.com/castology, where there's a really easy form that you can fill out, or as always, you can give us 5 stars and tell us what podcast you want us to listen to in the reviews section on Apple Podcasts.
Absolutely. And we can't guarantee that we will recommend your podcast, but we will at least listen to it.
We will definitely listen to it. Yes. And by we all mean Zane. And then Zane will tell us if one of us will like it. But don't pitch all of your podcasts just to what Zane will like, because he's very good at thinking about what either of us will like as well. So if you've got a Very Patrick podcast or a Super Liz podcast, still write in, because that shit gets passed on.
It does. I try my hardest.
Wonderful. You do so well. Thank you for everything, Zane.
You're welcome.
And thank you, listeners, for listening in today. I have been Liz Best. With me has been
Zane C. Weber
and
Patrick Shearer.
And we want you to keep listening to podcasts, most specifically Castology. Thank you. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.
Hi there, my name's Jessica Kate.
And I'm Ellen Rose.
And we're the hosts of Murder in the Land of Oz,
a new Australian true crime podcast.
Yes. We're starting off in Brisbane, our hometown, because
Relatable.
We're going to be coming to you every second Monday.
So give us a listen, give us a like.
And a subscribe. Come and join us on our journey where we explore the depths of true crime Australia. Oh yeah.